This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the phone with John and Joan.
Oh yeah, let's do it. Right now I get to chat with the legend I'm about to call Damon Wayans. Man, how many famous Wayans family members are there? There's Sean Wayans, Keenan Ivory Wayans, Marlon Wayans. I know I'm missing a Wayne. Let's call the man himself, Damon Wayans Sr.
What up?
Is this Damon Wayans?
This is Damon Wayans. How you doing?
Dude, I am doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely legendary. I got to tell you, I was 6 years old watching your movie Major Pain, and when my mom found out, she kicked my ass.
You know, one of my great joys in life is that my grandchildren watch Major Pain with me, and they laugh. They just think it's the funniest thing in the world. I can't imagine what it's like as a, because like my grandfather, he didn't play basketball with me. He didn't do anything but sit there. And I loved this man to death, but he didn't do things. And so when they see me, you know, performing, I see it in their eyes like, wow, it makes me feel loved on another level. It's like not just, you know, my grandkids, but they're also fans of my work. So that's, you know, it's a great.
I mean, you changed the stigma of grandpa. What you just said about your grandpa, that's what I viewed mine as too. He was sitting on his armchair with his remote control. So it's nice for them to get to see you. I mean, but you're far from armchair. I mean, you're still crushing it in the game.
Far from armchair. Well, I am. I still have some time left on the clock, and I'm having fun because I have my grandkids at the show. You know, so I got like five of them coming in, working, you know, and to see the lights turn on in their eyes and go, I could do this. You know, so they're pitching jokes, and my 11-year-old granddaughter named my ex-wife on the show, and that's her, you know, she feels like she contributed. So it's a beautiful thing.
I love that. I mean, the apple doesn't fall far. They're like, I mean, as far as famous families, I think the Wayans family has the Baldwin family doubled, right?
So in terms of number, I don't know. I can't say in terms of fame or success, but, you know, there's a lot of us. The bench is deep in the Wayans.
Really? Was there ever like competition with your family about who got roles? Because you all like really came up at similar times. And was there ever competition in the family?
Well, the competition really is not within. It's like, so when I did Mo Money, I wanted Marlon. But I told Marlon, I'm not going to give it to you. You got to audition. And it was like, they want, could the studio wanted Kadeem Hardison and, you know, there's Claude Brooks, and I guess Marlon was in school. He was at Howard in his freshman year. And I called him up and said, Marlon, listen, I need you to put yourself on tape. Don't worry about the lines. Worry about making me laugh.
Yes.
And he did an audition, and it was so funny. The guy, Frank Price, the guy from the studio head, was just like, "That's our guy." He's laughing red, choking from laughing. And I was so proud. It was such a proud moment to know that Marlon hit it out of the park like that. He actually had to drop out of school to do it. But
I mean, that's great. I think you dropped out of school too, right?
Well, I got thrown out. I got thrown out of three high schools. And then I just figured this ain't for me. So I went to GED at like 16, and I just started working. Not even thinking about doing stand-up or anything. It's just, you know, I just started working and having my own apartment. And, you know, it's like, at school just wasn't for me. Most of the teachers told me, "You'll be in jail or dead."
Well, that's what the teachers told you?
Yeah, my guidance counselor told me that.
Oh my. Did you ever get a moment where you either got to see the guidance counselor again or be like, "Hey, look at me now, bitch"?
No, but it's okay because I know they know.
Of course.
I had one teacher, though, Mr. Freeman, who told me that I was special. He told me, "You have a gift." He said, "The problem is you control the room, and I need to control the room. So I need you to help me out. And on Fridays, I'll give you 5 minutes to say whatever you want at the end of the class."
I love that.
That kept me in check, and I couldn't wait for my 5 minutes. And that was the first time, I guess, I was doing stand-up, because I'm doing impressions of the teachers, of the kids, and Mr. Freeman. It was just, it was wonderful.
So excited to chat about your new show coming out. But first, talking about television, I mean, I was 2 years old when Living Color was premiering. So, but you got, I mean, how is it working with, you know, Jim Carrey before he really was like the great Jim Carrey?
He's like a brother. I was from the comedy, like from the comedy club. So we would hang out. And so we were there for like the birth of Dice Clay and Stan. Yeah. And we watched that like overnight, and Roseanne Barr, how people would just be in the Comedy Store and the next day they're on TV and they're selling out stadiums. And Jim and I looked at each other and said, "We're next, man."
Yes, next. I love that.
So we would like push each other on stage. I'd sit in the back of the room and he's on stage. I'd yell stuff up and he had to go with it. That was the exercise, was just to whatever we say, we got to do it. He would do that with me. And then In Living Color came along. And I had to tell Tina, "This is your guy, man. I'm telling you, this is your guy." And so it was wonderful to you know, be born with Jim.
Amazing. And I think, is this true that J-Lo was the fly girl? Was J-Lo in that a little bit?
Yes, she was a fly girl.
Wow. Yeah. So cool. You got to work with such a cool cast there. Well, we're so pumped. I mean, you get to do this brand new show with your son, Papa's House, premiering October 21st on CBS. How much, I know I talked to George Lopez a little while ago. He has that show with his daughter. How much fun is it working with your son on a show?
Oh, it's great. Junior and I have an incredible relationship. We're more like brothers. You know, I mean, I'm his older brother. And I stopped trying to be a dad when he was like 16. Because it's like, I told him, I thought, "I want you to call me coach. Because dad has too many negative connotations. You need to like hear that I'm trying to get you through the game of life. And you have to trust me." So we just... And the relationship, the language we speak is comedy. We do bits all day long. And then if I have to tell him something, I go, "Oh, by the way, da-da-da," and we go back into the bits.
And you play a radio host, right? So you play like someone like me.
Yes, because I grew up, you know, with radio. That's how I got out the door in the morning, was listening to Frankie Crocker and, you know, Spiderweb and these guys. They just, I loved the richness of their voice and the wisdom they would drop, and they played incredible music. So, you know, you could go out the door happy in the morning.
I've been doing this almost 15 years, so I love that you got your start listening to radio when you were a kid. Damon Wayans, it has been such an honor chatting with you for a few minutes. Papa's House premiere on CBS, October 21st. The living legend and Living Color, Damon Wayans, thank you for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Thanks for having me, man. Take care. On the phone with
Johnny Jones. Hey, thank you so much for listening to my little podcast, my tiny, tiny little podcast. That got weird.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.